The Art of Stress-Free Living by Albert Ellis. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Stress-Free Living by Albert Ellis is a book that provides readers with a comprehensive guide to managing stress and living a more balanced life. The book begins by discussing the causes of stress and how it can affect our lives. Ellis then provides readers with a variety of strategies for managing stress, including relaxation techniques, cognitive restructuring, and lifestyle changes. He also discusses the importance of self-care and how to create a healthy lifestyle. Throughout the book, Ellis emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for one's own life and making positive changes. He also provides readers with practical advice on how to deal with difficult situations and how to create a more positive outlook on life. The book concludes with a discussion of how to maintain a stress-free lifestyle and how to use the strategies discussed in the book to create a more balanced life. The Art of Stress-Free Living is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to manage stress and create a more balanced life. Ellis provides readers with a comprehensive guide to managing stress and provides practical advice on how to create a healthier lifestyle. He emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for one's own life and making positive changes. The book is filled with useful strategies for managing stress and creating a more positive outlook on life. It is an essential resource for anyone looking to create a more balanced and stress-free life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify and challenge irrational beliefs. People should challenge their irrational beliefs and replace them with more rational ones in order to reduce stress. Main idea number 2. Acceptance. Accepting the things that cannot be changed is an important part of reducing stress. Main idea number 3. Change your attitude. Changing one's attitude toward stressful situations can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 4. Take responsibility. Taking responsibility for one's own actions and decisions can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 5. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals and expectations can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 6. Prioritize. Prioritizing tasks and activities can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 7. Exercise. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 8. Relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and meditation can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 9. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 10. Eat healthy. Eating a healthy diet can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 11. Avoid unhealthy habits. Avoiding unhealthy habits such as smoking and drinking can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 12. Spend time with friends and family. Spending time with friends and family can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 13. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks from work or other activities can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 14. Talk to someone. Talking to someone about one's problems can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 15. Laugh. Laughing and having fun can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 16. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 17. Avoid perfectionism. Avoiding perfectionism can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 18. Practice self-care. Practicing self-care can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 19. Find meaning. Finding meaning and purpose in life can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 20. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor can help to reduce stress. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying and challenging irrational beliefs is an important part of stress-free living. Irrational beliefs are thoughts that are not based in reality and can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, and other negative emotions. Examples of irrational beliefs include, I must be perfect, I must be loved and approved of by everyone, and I must be in control of everything. These beliefs can lead to unrealistic expectations and can be difficult to live up to. By recognizing and challenging these irrational beliefs, people can reduce their stress levels and lead more fulfilling lives. The first step in challenging irrational beliefs is to identify them. This can be done by paying attention to your thoughts and noticing when you have an irrational belief. Once you have identified the irrational belief, you can then challenge it by asking yourself questions such as, "Is this really true?" or "What evidence do I have to support this belief?" By questioning your irrational beliefs, you can begin to replace them with more rational ones. Once you have identified and challenged your irrational beliefs, it is important to replace them with more rational ones. This can be done by focusing on the positive aspects of a situation and looking for evidence that supports your new beliefs. For example, if you have the irrational belief that, I must be perfect, you can replace it with the more rational belief that, I can strive to do my best, but I don't have to be perfect. By replacing irrational beliefs with more rational ones, you can reduce your stress levels and lead a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 2. Acceptance is an important part of reducing stress. When we accept the things that cannot be changed, we can focus our energy on the things that we can change. This helps us to feel more in control of our lives and to reduce the amount of stress we experience. Acceptance also helps us to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings, allowing us to be more aware of our reactions to stressful situations. By accepting the things that cannot be changed, we can better manage our stress levels and live a more peaceful life. The Art of Stress-Free Living by Albert Ellis provides a comprehensive guide to reducing stress through acceptance. Ellis explains how to identify the things that cannot be changed and how to accept them without judgment. He also provides practical strategies for managing stress, such as relaxation techniques, positive self-talk, and problem-solving. By following Ellis's advice, readers can learn to accept the things that cannot be changed and reduce their stress levels. Main idea number 3. Changing one's attitude toward stressful situations can be a powerful tool in reducing stress. It is important to recognize that our attitude towards a situation can have a significant impact on how we experience it. When we are able to view a situation from a different perspective, we can often find ways to cope with it more effectively. For example, if we are feeling overwhelmed by a task, we can choose to focus on the positive aspects of the situation. We can remind ourselves that we have the skills and resources to complete the task, and that it is an opportunity to learn and grow. By shifting our attitude to one of optimism and determination, we can often find the motivation to tackle the task and reduce our stress levels. It is also important to remember that our attitude towards ourselves can have a significant impact on our stress levels. If we are constantly criticizing ourselves and focusing on our failures, we can become overwhelmed and discouraged. Instead, we can choose to focus on our strengths and successes, and to be kind and compassionate towards ourselves. This can help us to feel more confident and capable, and to better manage our stress. By changing our attitude towards stressful situations, we can often find ways to reduce our stress levels and better manage our emotions. It is important to remember that our attitude can have a significant impact on how we experience a situation, and that we have the power to choose how we respond. Main idea number 4. Taking responsibility for one's own actions and decisions is an important part of living a stress-free life. When we take responsibility for our own actions, we are able to recognize our mistakes and learn from them. We can also take ownership of our successes and use them to motivate us to continue striving for our goals. Taking responsibility for our own decisions also helps us to be more mindful of our choices and to make decisions that are in our best interest. When we take responsibility for our own actions, we are able to take control of our lives and make decisions that are in line with our values and goals. We can also be more mindful of our emotions and how they affect our decisions. Taking responsibility for our own decisions can help us to be more aware of our own needs and to make decisions that are in our best interest. Taking responsibility for our own actions and decisions can also help us to reduce stress. When we take responsibility for our own decisions, we are able to recognize our mistakes and learn from them. We can also take ownership of our successes and use them to motivate us to continue striving for our goals. Taking responsibility for our own decisions can help us to be more mindful of our choices and to make decisions that are in our best interest. Taking responsibility for our own actions and decisions can help us to live a stress-free life. By taking responsibility for our own decisions, we can be more mindful of our choices and make decisions that are in our best interest. We can also take ownership of our successes and use them to motivate us to continue striving for our goals. Taking responsibility for our own decisions can help us to reduce stress and live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 5. Setting realistic goals is an important part of stress-free living. When we set unrealistic goals, we set ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. This can lead to feelings of stress and anxiety. On the other hand, when we set realistic goals, we can feel a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction when we reach them. This can help to reduce stress and improve our overall well-being. When setting goals, it is important to consider our current circumstances and abilities. We should also consider the amount of time and resources we have available to us. It is important to set goals that are achievable and that we can realistically work towards. This will help to ensure that we are able to reach our goals and that we are not setting ourselves up for failure. It is also important to remember that goals can be adjusted as needed. If we find that our goals are too difficult to reach, we can adjust them to make them more achievable. This can help to reduce stress and ensure that we are able to reach our goals in a timely manner. Setting realistic goals is an important part of stress-free living. By setting achievable goals and adjusting them as needed, we can reduce stress and improve our overall well-being. Main idea number 6. Prioritizing tasks and activities can be an effective way to reduce stress. When we prioritize, we are able to focus on the most important tasks first, and then work our way down the list. This helps us to stay organized and on track, and it also helps us to avoid feeling overwhelmed by too many tasks. By focusing on the most important tasks first, we can ensure that we are making progress and that we are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. Prioritizing also helps us to stay focused on the task at hand. When we prioritize, we can break down our tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. This helps us to stay focused and to avoid getting distracted by other tasks. Additionally, it helps us to stay motivated and to stay on track with our goals. Finally, prioritizing can help us to reduce stress by allowing us to take control of our time. When we prioritize, we can decide which tasks are most important and which tasks can wait. This helps us to avoid feeling overwhelmed and to stay focused on the tasks that are most important. By taking control of our time, we can ensure that we are making progress and that we are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. Main idea number 7. Regular exercise is an important part of stress-free living. It can help to reduce stress in a number of ways. Firstly, physical activity releases endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good. This can help to reduce stress levels and improve our overall mood. Secondly, exercise can help to distract us from our worries and give us a break from our daily stressors. Finally, regular exercise can help to improve our overall physical health, which can in turn help us to better cope with stress. When it comes to exercise, it is important to find something that you enjoy doing. This will make it easier to stick to a regular exercise routine. It is also important to remember that exercise does not have to be intense or time-consuming. Even a short walk or a few minutes of stretching can help to reduce stress levels. In conclusion, regular exercise can be an effective way to reduce stress. It can help to improve our mood, provide a distraction from our worries, and improve our overall physical health. So, make sure to find an activity that you enjoy and make time for regular exercise in your daily routine. Main idea number 8. Relaxation techniques are an important part of stress management. Deep breathing and meditation are two of the most popular relaxation techniques. Deep breathing involves taking slow, deep breaths and focusing on the breath as it enters and leaves the body. This helps to slow down the heart rate and relax the body. Meditation involves focusing on a single thought or object and allowing the mind to become still. This helps to reduce stress and anxiety and can also help to improve concentration and focus. Relaxation techniques can be used in any situation to help reduce stress. They can be used to help manage stress in the workplace, at home, or in any other situation. They can also be used to help manage physical symptoms of stress such as headaches, muscle tension, and fatigue. Practicing relaxation techniques regularly can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 9. Getting enough sleep is essential for reducing stress. When we don't get enough sleep, our bodies become fatigued and our minds become foggy. This can lead to difficulty concentrating, irritability, and a lack of motivation. All of these can contribute to increased stress levels. Getting enough sleep can help to reduce stress in several ways. First, it can help to restore the body's energy levels, allowing us to be more productive and better able to handle stress. Second, it can help to improve our mood and outlook, making it easier to cope with difficult situations. Finally, it can help to improve our cognitive functioning, allowing us to think more clearly and make better decisions. In order to get enough sleep, it is important to establish a regular sleep schedule. Going to bed and waking up at the same time each day can help to regulate our body's internal clock and make it easier to fall asleep. It is also important to create a comfortable sleep environment, free from distractions such as noise and bright lights. Finally, it is important to avoid caffeine and other stimulants late in the day, as these can interfere with our ability to fall asleep. Getting enough sleep is an important part of managing stress. By establishing a regular sleep schedule and creating a comfortable sleep environment, we can help to reduce our stress levels and improve our overall well-being. Main idea number 10. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help to provide the body with the nutrients it needs to stay healthy and cope with stress. Eating healthy can also help to reduce cravings for unhealthy foods, which can lead to overeating and weight gain. Additionally, eating healthy can help to boost energy levels, which can help to reduce fatigue and improve concentration. In addition to providing the body with the nutrients it needs, eating healthy can also help to reduce stress levels. Eating foods that are high in antioxidants, such as fruits and vegetables, can help to reduce inflammation in the body, which can help to reduce stress. Eating foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, such as fish, can also help to reduce stress levels. Additionally, eating foods that are high in fiber, such as whole grains, can help to reduce stress levels by helping to regulate blood sugar levels. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help to provide the body with the nutrients it needs to stay healthy and cope with stress. Additionally, eating healthy can help to reduce stress levels by providing the body with the nutrients it needs to reduce inflammation and regulate blood sugar levels. Eating healthy can also help to reduce cravings for unhealthy foods, which can lead to overeating and weight gain, and can help to boost energy levels, which can help to reduce fatigue and improve concentration. Main idea number 11. Unhealthy habits such as smoking and drinking can have a negative impact on our physical and mental health. They can increase our stress levels and make us more prone to illness. Therefore, it is important to avoid these habits in order to reduce stress. Smoking can cause a range of health problems, including cancer, heart disease, and stroke. It can also increase stress levels by increasing the amount of toxins in the body. Drinking alcohol can also have a negative effect on our health, as it can lead to liver damage, depression, and anxiety. In order to reduce stress, it is important to avoid unhealthy habits such as smoking and drinking. Instead, focus on healthy habits such as exercising regularly, eating a balanced diet, and getting enough sleep. These habits can help to reduce stress and improve overall health. Main idea number 12. Spending time with friends and family can be a great way to reduce stress. It can provide a sense of connection and belonging, which can help to reduce feelings of loneliness and isolation. It can also provide a sense of support and understanding, which can help to reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. Additionally, spending time with friends and family can provide a sense of joy and happiness, which can help to reduce feelings of sadness and despair. When spending time with friends and family, it is important to focus on the positive aspects of the relationship. This can help to create a sense of security and trust, which can help to reduce stress. Additionally, it is important to be mindful of the needs of others and to be respectful of their feelings. This can help to create a sense of mutual understanding and respect, which can help to reduce stress. Finally, it is important to remember to take time for yourself. This can help to reduce stress by providing a sense of balance and perspective. Taking time for yourself can also help to provide a sense of relaxation and rejuvenation, which can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 13. Taking regular breaks from work or other activities can help to reduce stress. Breaks can be used to take a few moments to relax, refocus, and recharge. Taking a few minutes to step away from a stressful situation can help to clear your mind and give you a fresh perspective. Breaks can also be used to engage in activities that help to reduce stress, such as taking a walk, listening to music, or meditating. Taking regular breaks can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. When taking a break, it is important to make sure that it is a true break. This means that you should avoid checking emails, taking phone calls, or engaging in any other activities that could be stressful. Instead, focus on activities that help to relax and rejuvenate you. Taking a break can also be a great opportunity to connect with friends and family, or to engage in activities that bring you joy. It is important to remember that taking breaks is not a sign of weakness or laziness. In fact, taking regular breaks can help to improve productivity and focus. Breaks can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being, so make sure to take regular breaks throughout the day. Main idea number 14. Talking to someone about one's problems can be a great way to reduce stress. It can help to provide a sense of relief and comfort, as well as provide a different perspective on the situation. By talking to someone, you can gain insight into the problem and find ways to cope with it. Additionally, talking to someone can help to provide emotional support and understanding. It can also help to provide a sense of connection and belonging, which can be beneficial in times of stress. When talking to someone, it is important to be open and honest about your feelings and experiences. It is also important to be respectful of the other person's feelings and opinions. It is also important to be patient and understanding, as it can take time to process and work through the problem. Additionally, it is important to be mindful of the other person's boundaries and to respect them. Talking to someone can be a great way to reduce stress and gain insight into the problem. It can provide emotional support and understanding, as well as a sense of connection and belonging. It is important to be open and honest, respectful, patient, and understanding when talking to someone. By doing so, it can help to reduce stress and provide a sense of relief and comfort. Main idea number 15. Laughter is a powerful tool for reducing stress. It can help to lighten the mood, reduce tension, and even improve physical health. Studies have shown that laughter can help to reduce levels of stress hormones, such as cortisol, and can even boost the immune system. It can also help to improve mood and reduce feelings of depression and anxiety. Laughter can be a great way to connect with others and to build relationships. It can help to break down barriers and create a sense of camaraderie. It can also help to create a sense of joy and well-being. When we laugh, we can let go of our worries and focus on the present moment. Laughter can also be a great way to relieve stress. It can help to distract us from our worries and can help to put things into perspective. It can also help to reduce feelings of anger and frustration. When we laugh, we can take a break from our worries and focus on the positive. So, the next time you're feeling stressed, take a few moments to laugh. It can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. So, go ahead and laugh your way to a stress-free life. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It involves paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in a non-judgmental way. By being mindful, you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and how they affect your behavior. This can help you to better manage stress and make healthier choices. Mindfulness can be practiced in many ways, such as through meditation, yoga, and mindful breathing. Meditation can help to reduce stress by allowing you to focus on the present moment and become aware of your thoughts and feelings. Yoga can help to reduce stress by allowing you to focus on your body and become aware of your physical sensations. Mindful breathing can help to reduce stress by allowing you to focus on your breath and become aware of your thoughts and feelings. Practicing mindfulness can help to reduce stress by allowing you to become aware of your thoughts and feelings, and how they affect your behavior. It can also help to reduce stress by allowing you to focus on the present moment and become aware of your physical sensations. By practicing mindfulness, you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and make healthier choices that can help to reduce stress. Main idea number 17. Perfectionism can be a major source of stress in our lives. We may strive to be perfect in our work, relationships, or other areas of life, and when we don't meet our own expectations, we can become overwhelmed with feelings of failure and inadequacy. To reduce stress, it is important to avoid perfectionism and instead focus on doing our best and accepting that we are not perfect. When we strive for perfection, we can become so focused on the details that we lose sight of the bigger picture. We may become so focused on the small details that we forget to enjoy the process of achieving our goals. Instead of striving for perfection, it is important to focus on the journey and to appreciate the progress we make along the way. It is also important to remember that perfection is an unattainable goal. No matter how hard we try, we will never be perfect. Instead of striving for perfection, it is important to focus on doing our best and accepting that we are not perfect. We can also learn to be kind to ourselves and to recognize our successes, no matter how small. By avoiding perfectionism, we can reduce stress and enjoy the process of achieving our goals. We can focus on doing our best and appreciate the progress we make along the way. We can also learn to be kind to ourselves and to recognize our successes, no matter how small. By avoiding perfectionism, we can reduce stress and enjoy the journey of life. Main idea number 18. Practicing self-care is an important part of managing stress. Self-care is any activity that helps to reduce stress and promote physical and emotional well-being. It can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising, meditating, and spending time with friends and family. Self-care can also include activities that bring joy and relaxation, such as reading, listening to music, or taking a hot bath. Taking time to practice self-care can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Self-care is not always easy to do, especially when life is busy and stressful. It is important to make time for self-care, even if it is just a few minutes each day. Setting aside time for self-care can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. It can also help to create a sense of balance and peace in life. Self-care is an important part of managing stress and improving overall well-being. Taking time to practice self-care can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. It is important to make time for self-care, even if it is just a few minutes each day. Setting aside time for self-care can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 19. Finding meaning and purpose in life can be a powerful tool for reducing stress. When we have a clear sense of what we want to achieve and why, it can help us to stay focused and motivated, even when faced with difficult challenges. It can also help us to stay connected to our values and beliefs, which can provide a sense of comfort and security. Having a sense of purpose can also help us to stay grounded and to remember that our lives have a greater purpose beyond our immediate circumstances. When we are able to find meaning in our lives, it can help us to stay positive and to keep our stress levels in check. The Art of Stress-Free Living by Albert Ellis provides a comprehensive guide to finding meaning and purpose in life. Ellis outlines a number of strategies for discovering our true values and beliefs, and for connecting with our inner selves. He also provides practical advice on how to stay focused and motivated, and how to use our values and beliefs to create a sense of purpose. By following Ellis's advice, we can learn to find meaning and purpose in our lives, and to use this to reduce our stress levels. Main idea number 20. Seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor can be an effective way to reduce stress. A therapist or counselor can provide a safe and supportive environment to explore the underlying causes of stress and develop strategies to manage it. They can also provide guidance and support to help you develop healthier coping mechanisms and build resilience. With the help of a professional, you can learn to identify and address the sources of stress in your life and develop the skills to better manage it. Therapy can also help you to develop a better understanding of yourself and your emotions. This can help you to identify and address any underlying issues that may be contributing to your stress. Through therapy, you can learn to recognize and challenge any negative thoughts or beliefs that may be causing you distress. You can also learn to recognize and appreciate your strengths and develop healthier ways of thinking and behaving. Therapy can also help you to develop better communication and problem-solving skills. This can help you to better manage conflicts and difficult situations, and to build healthier relationships. With the help of a professional, you can learn to identify and address any underlying issues that may be contributing to your stress, and develop the skills to better manage it. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.